First of all, on behalf of our presiding deities, Sri Sri Radha Kalachanji, all of the deities on the altar, Sri 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 Jagannath Baladev Subhadra Devi, who are on their cart, our two very great Maharajas who visit with us often, who are our authority, His Divine Grace, Srila Giriraj Swami Maharaj, Srila Giriraj Swami Maharaj Ki, and also His Divine Grace, Srila Ritta Dhwaja Swami Maharaj. Jai His Divine Grace, Srila Ritta Dhwaja Swami Maharaj Ki. Jai. So on behalf of all of us, devotees also, I welcome all of you to today's great festival of the Ratha Yatra of Sri 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 Jagannath Baladev and Subhadra Devi. And without further ado, we're going to have the Maharajas speak, and then there will be some fire sacrifice for the initiation ceremony, name giving, and then we'll have the entertainment follow. At the time, we'll have Abhay Prabhu come up and lead the entertainment program. Thank you very much, and Hare Krishna. And now I'll pass the mic to His Divine Grace, Srila Giriraj Swami Maharaj, who is the senior most disciple of Srila Prabhupada on the planet today. Both of these Maharajas here are senior most disciples of His Divine Grace, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Everyone, please repeat after me. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Krishna Krishna.
Krishna Krishna.
Hare
Hare.
Hare
Hare.
Hare Rama.
Hare Rama.
Hare Rama.
Hare Rama.
Rama Rama.
Rama Rama.
Hare Hare.
Hare Hare.
Jai Jagannath.
Jai Jagannath.
Jai Jagannath. So we have gathered on the most auspicious occasion of Jagannath Rath Yatra. Lord Jagannath is Krishna in a very special form. A very ecstatic form. There are different explanations of how Lord Jagannath assumed the form that we see. And I will tell just one of those stories. Based on a tradition in Orissa. As you may know, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and he appeared on Earth about 5,000 years ago. And when he was on earth, he played the part of the perfect person. I mean, he is the perfect person. But he engaged in Nar-lila, human-like pastimes. And from his birth until the age of 15, he enjoyed as a cowherd boy in Vrindavan, enjoying loving relationships with various pure devotees, liberated personalities. And out of them, the person who loved Krishna the most, whose love was the most pure, was Srimati Radharani. So when we worship Krishna, in Vrindavan as a cowherd boy with Radharani, that is Radha Kala Chanji. Later, Krishna left Vrindavan and went to stay with his you could say original father and mother, Vasudev and Devaki, in Dwarka. And on the occasion of a lunar eclipse, Krishna and his sister Subhadra and his brother Balaram got on chariots and went to Kurukshetra to observe the eclipse. And Krishna with his brother Balaram and sister Subhadra is Lord Jagannath. When the devotees in Vrindavan, Srimati Radharani and others, heard that Krishna was going to be in Kurukshetra, which was much closer to Vrindavan than Dwarka, they decided to go to Kurukshetra to meet Krishna. But when Radharani saw Krishna in Kurukshetra, dressed as a royal prince, not with his peacock feather and flute in his hands, and when she saw him surrounded by elephants and horses and chariots and warriors, she missed the beautiful, sweet village atmosphere of Vrindavan. And she wanted to take Krishna with her back to Vrindavan so that they could enjoy loving exchanges as they had in their childhood in the forest of Vrindavan, on the banks of the Jamuna River, at Govardhan Hill. So this festival of Rath Yatra was observed 500 years ago by Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is the founder of the Hare Krishna movement. According to scripture, he is Krishna himself, but he came as a devotee to show us in the present age of Kali Yuga how to worship Krishna and how to realize our eternal spiritual identities. So the main process that he gave us was the chanting of the holy name, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. He gave us the philosophy of Srimad Bhagavatam. He gave us the association of devotees. He revealed to us the significance and importance of holy places like Mayapur, Vrindavan, and Jagannath Puri. And he gave us the process of deity worship. And the observance of Rath Yatra is part of that process of deity worship. And it was especially observed by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself in Puri. And when he observed the Rath Yatra, he was in the mood of Radharani, feeling separation from Krishna and wanting to bring Krishna back to Vrindavan. So his mood in pulling the chariot was the mood of Radharani trying to pull Krishna back to Vrindavan. So this festival has a lot of feeling for devotees. We may not have those feelings, but if we just join in the chanting and dancing and taking of prasad, we will make progress toward that ultimate goal of developing love, feelings of separation from Krishna. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu manifested those feelings, especially in Jagannath Puri, and his next followers, the six Goswamis, they were also in the same mood of separation. Hey Radhe Vrajadevi Ke Chalalite Hey Nanda Suno Kutaha. Hey Radhe O Radharani Vrajadevi Ke, Queen of Vrindavan, Chalalite and Lalita Devi. Hey Nanda Suno, O son of Nanda, Krishna, Kutaha, where are you? Sri Govardhana Kalpa Pada Patale, are you by Govardhan Hill, or are you on the banks of the Jamuna River? Gosanstav iti sarvatov rajapure kedair mahavivalo. The six Goswamis were wandering all over Vrindavan and loudly shouting, O Radha, O Krishna, where are you? Vande Rupa Sanatana Raguya Goshi Jiva Gopalago. We offer our obeisances to these six Goswamis. So feelings of separation are necessary. We feel separation when there is some attachment. For example, if we have some money and we lose it, we will think about that money. Where did my money go? Or if we're devotees and we misplace our beads, our chanting beads, our japa mala, where are my beads? Where did they go? Where did I leave them? Because we have some attachment. If there's no attachment, we cannot have feelings of separation. And our whole process is to develop attachment for Krishna and his devotees. So in the beginning, we may not have such attachment or such feelings, but we participate in these festivals and chant and dance and take prasad and pull the ropes and listen to talks about Krishna. And that will gradually move us forward along the path. But these activities are quickly effective when we make Krishna the goal of our life. If we take Krishna consciousness as our religion, something we do on Sunday or on holidays, that's good. It's a beginning. But mixing Krishna consciousness with material activities dilutes the potency of the process. But if we are firmly determined that I must become Krishna conscious in this lifetime, I do not want to come back again and take birth in this material world and suffer. I don't want to be subject to being tossed by the waves of material nature. I want to become Krishna conscious in this life. Then we can make progress, better progress. We can actually take to the process. In the Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna says, Yesham Twantagatam Papam Jananam Punyakarmanam, that those who are freed from sinful reactions and who have engaged in pious activities, they are free from the dualities of delusion, and they can engage in devotional service. So we are all suffering sinful reactions. It is due to sinful reactions that we suffer. And it is due to sinful reactions that we have doubts, that we remain in duality. Should I become Krishna conscious? Or should I try to enjoy the world? We have doubts. We're in duality. Krishna consciousness is good, but will I really be able to be successful? And what if I put my efforts into Krishna consciousness and I'm not successful? So that's duality. That type of duality afflicts people who are not free from sinful actions and reactions. Or we think, what if I surrender to Krishna? Will he really take care of me? So many doubts. This is duality. And this duality continues as long as we have sinful reactions. So to become free from sinful reactions, we engage in these activities, chanting, dancing, honoring prasad, hearing Krishna katha. And as we become purified, we become free from these doubts and dualities. And then we can wholeheartedly take to the process. Now, someone may say or think, but I have material desires. What about me? Sometimes people worship demigods for the fulfillment of their material desires. They worship Lord Shiva or Goddess Durga or Ganesh. And this type of worship is recommended for people who are less intelligent, who have material desires, so that eventually they can come to the worship of Vishnu or Krishna. Because even in the worship of demigods, Vishnu is always there. He presides over every sacrifice. Whatever benefits the demigods give, they can give it only with the sanction of Vishnu or Krishna. But after prescribing so many different deities to worship for different purposes, you know, worshiping the sun, Surya, the sun god for good health, I need not elaborate, but so many deities to worship for so many different purposes. But then Srimad Bhagavatam says that for liberation from this miserable cycle of repeated birth and death, one should worship Vishnu. And further, Srimad Bhagavatam says, akama sarvakama va moksha kama udaradi tivrena bhakti yogena yajeta purusha param. Akama means those who are without desires. That means devotees. Only devotees are without desires. Means their only desire is to serve Krishna. Akama sarvakama, or if one is full of desires, full of material desires, or moksha kama, if one desires liberation from the material world, udaradi, if one is broad-minded, tivrena bhakti yogena, he will engage in bhakti yoga. Tivrena means with great intensity. The word tivra is related to the rays of the sun, the pure, unobscured rays of the sun are very powerful. So if one engages in bhakti yoga, tivrena, with great intensity, it doesn't matter whether he has no desires or is full of material desires or desires liberation. He will achieve the supreme destination if he engages intensely. And that requires some effort. That requires some determination. It also requires association. If we're associating with materialistic people all the time, we're bound to be influenced by them. Man is a social animal. We need company. But if we keep company with devotees, especially pure devotees, then by their association, by their influence, by hearing their instructions and following their instructions, we can also become a pure devotee. Sangat Sanjayate Kama. Our desires develop from our association. And therefore, the association of devotees is so important. Srila Prabhupada said 90% of Krishna consciousness is association. So you have to make the effort to associate with pure devotees, specifically in the process of chanting and hearing about Krishna and rendering service to Krishna and his devotees. Not socially, socially is okay, but really to chant and hear about Krishna, to learn about Krishna, to serve Krishna, to make advancement. So there are different stages in that process of spiritual progress. The first is Shraddha, Ado Shraddha. One develops some faith and attraction. Many of you have some Shraddha. That's why you're here. Ado Shraddha, Tata Sadhu Sangha. Then when one gets that, develops some faith and attraction, that comes from associating with devotees. But that may be in a more casual way or sporadic way. But when one actually develops firm faith, Shraddha, then Tata Sadhu Sangha, then he will associate more regularly with devotees, more systematically. And then he'll think, as one young man approached me during the festival today, I'm feeling very inspired. Now I want to take initiation now. I want to be serious. So, Ado Shraddha Tata Sadhu Sangha, then Bhajana Kriya. I want to fully adopt the process of devotional service, bhakti yoga, and take initiation. So today, as part of the Rath Yatra festival, we will be having an initiation ceremony to fortunate souls. Will be receiving initiation from His Holiness Ratatvaja Swami Maharaj. And this marks a very significant point in the sojourn of the living entity within the material world. Lord Chaitanya instructs, Brahmanda Brahmite Kona Bhagyavana Jeev Guru Krishna Prasadi Pai Bhakti Latta Beach. Brahmanda Brahmite. Brahmanda Brahmite means within the universes. Some people think there's only one universe. But according to this verse, Brahmanda Brahmite, within the multitude of universes, Brahmanda Brahmite, Kona Bhagyavana Jeev, a living entity, when he becomes fortunate, Guru Krishna Prasadi Pai Bhakti Lata Beach, by the mercy of Guru and Krishna, he gets the Bhakti Lata Beach, the seed of devotional service, the seed of the creeper of devotion. So this is a most significant event. The Vedas tell us that everyone gets a mother and father, but it is only a very rare, fortunate soul who gets a spiritual master. Bhagyavan, Kona Bhagyavanaji, fortunate. What is that fortune? What makes someone fortunate? Many devotional scholars have commented on this word, but the conclusion is that one becomes fortunate by rendering service to pure devotees. So that's why it is, you are already fortunate. You've come to the Rath Yatra, you've pulled the chariot, you've done service for the festival, for the devotees, for the deities. So that is adding to your spiritual bank account. Every little service, it's like putting 1 cent in your spiritual bank account. It's not much, but if you keep making deposits, 1 cent, 1 cent, 1 cent, 1 cent, it adds up. Eventually you'll have $100 or $1,000. You can actually do something with it. So, yesham twantagatam papam, when one is freed from sinful actions and reactions, jananam punya karmanam, and has engaged in pious activities. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has explained that there are 3 categories of pious activities. There's bogun mukha sukriti, that means a pious activity that leads to material enjoyment. Then there's mukti unmukha sukriti, pious activities that lead to impersonal liberation. And there's bhakti unmukha sukriti, pious activities that lead to bhakti. And what is that, bhakti unmukha sukriti? It is serving pure devotees. You may not even know that you're serving a pure devotee. You may not even know what a pure devotee is. But by cooperating with him or her, helping him or her, you get some pious credit. Pulling the ropes of the chariot, 1 cent. Well, with inflation, I mean, Prabhupada said 1 cent, we'll say $1, even $10. Okay, $1. Okay, $1, pull the rope. Take some prasad, another dollar in your spiritual bank account. Offer some water to a devotee, another deposit. And all those deposits add up. And when they reach a certain point, you can do something with those pious credits. And eventually you can come to that stage of surrendering to Krishna through his representative, the spiritual master, and take initiation. So initiation is a very serious commitment. It's not something light. As Srila Prabhupada said, one should not accept a guru as a fashion, that so many others are getting initiated by a guru, I'll also have a guru. Like, you know, so many people have iPhones, I'll also get an iPhone. Of course, iPhones I mean, they can have some utility. I'm not, but as a fashion. So many people do things as a fashion because others are doing it. We should not accept a guru as a fashion or to get some social acceptance or prestige. We should accept a guru because we're very serious to put an end to the repetition of birth and death. We're very serious to realize our eternal spiritual identity in this very life. Tad vijnanartham sagurum eva bigashet. Then one must approach a spiritual master. Shreya uttamam. When one is interested in shreya uttamam, the highest benefit, then one should approach a spiritual master. Shreyas. There are two words, shreyas and prayas. Shreyas means ultimate benefit, and prayas means immediate gratification. So some people approach a guru for prayas, some immediate gratification. Oh, I'm suffering from some disease. Guruji, bless me. Cure me of my disease. As Srila Prabhupada said, you don't need a guru to cure you of your disease. You need a doctor. No. Or, I need a husband for my daughter, or a wife for my son. Please give me your blessings. Well, you don't need a guru for that. You need, I don't know, a matchmaker, a good website or something. I don't know. You don't need a guru for that. So many material blessings we want, and we approach a saintly person or a guru for material blessings. That is prayas, not shreyas. One should approach a spiritual master, shreya uttamam, when one is inquisitive into the ultimate benefit of life. So these new initiates, we believe, have come forward to His Divine Grace, His Holiness Ratatpaja Swami Maharaj, for guidance on how to realize the ultimate goal of life, how to become a pure devotee of Krishna, how to serve Krishna in pure love, how to serve the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with pure consciousness, and go back home, back to Godhead at the end of this lifetime. That should be our determination. So, I'm thinking it would be nice to have the initiates up here when you speak. So now we'd like to request the new initiates to come forward and take their places on the stage.
Unfortunately, they have to have their backs.
Yeah, maybe they can avoid it. Yeah, maybe you two can be like these two. who are good, it's not directly with? And Vinod Bihar, you can be there, and then no one will be like directly with their backs towards the samadhi and the other devotees.
Right there. Yeah. Just sit there. Just sit there. Didn't make you sit cross-legged very long.
So you'll speak now?
Are you finished?
Yeah. Should I say?
You can say a little something more. If you feel like you want to say something more, you can say it now. Or I can say something. Whatever you want.
Because you could speak, you're going to speak about the holy name and the ten offenses.
A little bit, just a short version.
Yeah. All right. So there's another verse, also in Srimad Bhagavatam, very similar to the one I quoted, that says that chanting the holy name, following the ways of the great acharyas, is the doubtless and fearless method to achieve success, whether one has no desires or is full of desires or desires liberation. The same idea, very similar verse. So, as Srila Prabhupada and our previous acharyas have conceived of the initiation process, there are two divisions. The first is Harinam initiation, the initiation into the chanting of the holy name of Krishna. And then the second part is Gayatri Diksha. After one has been steady in chanting the holy name and following the regulative principles for some time, he may be awarded a second initiation and given the Gayatri Mantra, and then the person becomes eligible to worship the deity. So now we shall request His Holiness Ratatpaja Swami Maharaj to speak a little about the holy name and the ten offenses and any other topic that he deems appropriate for this auspicious occasion. Hare Krishna.
Om Agyana Timananda Shajanam Janashara. Chakshu Manitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. Vanchakalpa Chirubhyascha Kripa Sindhubheva Cha. Patitanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namaha. Today we are celebrating Rath Yatra. As Maharaj was saying, the very auspicious day. And we're also offering initiation, first initiation of Harinam, initiation to Bhakta Bob and to Bhakta Gajarad. And Vinod Bihari will be getting his second initiation from His Holiness Giriraj Maharaj. As Maharaj is saying that this material world offers many obstacles, and Arjuna was feeling very perplexed in his attempt and approached Krishna, Karpanya Dosha Jivatam Antavyo, said, I accept you now. Now I'm confused. Karpanya Dosha, I'm confused about my duty. And I don't know not what's best for me. Please instruct me. Now I'm a disciple, Shisha. Now I'm a disciple and the soul surrendered unto you. So these gentlemen have approached us for initiation into the parampara, and today we'll accept them on behalf of Srila Prabhupada and the parampara into our disciplic succession. In the chanting of Hare Krishna, it is stated by Lord Chaitanya, Nam Nam Akari Bahujani Jasarva Shakti, that there are no hard and fast rules for chanting Hare Krishna. And that Sarva Shakti, all this Shakti or potency that the Lord has, is contained within the name. So these gentlemen have completed at least 1 year of chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra on their beads 16 rounds per day, and have followed four regulated principles. Even though there are no hard and fast rules, we have our four regulated principles, which are no gambling, no meat eating, no intoxication, and no illicit sex. I remember reading a book by Satyarup Maharaj, and he was saying that prior to coming to Krishna consciousness, we did not even know that these things were sinful. But coming to Krishna consciousness and coming to the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada, we were taught what is right and what is wrong. Along with no rules and regulations comes 10 offenses. So it seems like there are some rules which we must follow. So as one gets serious, just as a child, when he's a baby, he's just directed by the father and mother out of harm's way. But as they grow, it becomes more and more direction is given, more and more direction is given, till they can fly on their own, and hopefully they fly properly. So the first offense against the holy name is to blaspheme devotees who have dedicated their lives to the propagation of the holy name of the Lord. So one has to be very, very careful. I know one devotee was talking to me, and he says, people come to Krishna consciousness and we cannot choose our brothers and sisters. Sometimes they may be a little odd. Sometimes they may be a little annoying. Sometimes they may be very blissful. Sometimes they may be very great. There's all varieties, just like we in our own family. Sometimes we have those who we appreciate, and sometimes we have those who are less appreciable. But in Krishna consciousness, we realize that when one comes to the point of placing himself under the care of the bona fide spiritual master and under the shelter of Srila Prabhupada's ISKCON movement, that this is a very, very important and great step, that these people have to be respected. And one should not blaspheme them, one should not criticize them. The example is given that if someone is in the shower, you don't complain that he's dirty. He's in the shower getting cleaned up, and you say, Prabhu, you're covered with dirt. No. Sometimes it may be your position as a friend. There are different classifications of devotees, and one makes friends with others of his own caliber to advance in Krishna consciousness, and sometimes friends assist other friends by pointing out defects, or senior members may Like the father may correct the son, the spiritual master may correct the disciple, or a senior devotee may do so, but that is out of service. It has to be done very carefully and very tactfully with great expertise in order to not commit offense. So we do not commit offense at the lotus feet of the Vaishnav devotees of the Lord, but to be very, very careful and appreciate each and every person who has come into contact with this Krishna consciousness movement and is somehow or another, on whatever level, dedicating their lives to serving Krishna. The second offense is to consider demigods like Lord Indra, Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma, to be equal to or independent of the name of Lord Vishnu or Lord Krishna. The demigods, just as I was reading in the Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita yesterday, that even Lord Brahma, the first living entity of this universe, is a jiva soul. He just is empowered by Krishna to create the material situation. They cannot offer liberation. Even Brahma was asked by Hiranyakashipu, who had performed many great austerities, to please give me immortality. And Lord Brahma says, I do not possess immortality myself, therefore how can I give it to you? Of course, Hiranyakashipu tried to go around the back door. That's a different story. But devotees, they go to Krishna. We're respectful of the demigods as we are of every living entity. Every living entity has to be respected because the soul resides within there and the super soul resides there also. So devotee is respectful of every living entity, what to speak of the demigods. But we do not equate the demigods to be equal to or independent of Krishna. The third offense is to blaspheme the spiritual master or disobey the spiritual master's orders or to consider the spiritual master to be an ordinary personality. It's described that the spiritual master may look a little odd, may come from an obscure background, may have different material peculiarities, but just like the Ganges water, somehow or another looks dirty. One understands the Ganges to be pure and does not hesitate to take bath for purification. So one has to follow the orders of the spiritual master with one's life and soul. Srila Prabhupada heard that verse, Vyavasi Atmika Buddhir Ekeha Kuru Nandana. And when he read the purport by Baladeva Vidyabhushan, Vishnu Chakravarti, that one should take the instructions of the spiritual master as one's life and soul. So one should take that direction of Guru as one's life and soul and execute it properly and not find fault and not consider the spiritual master to be an ordinary person but to be the representative of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in servitorship. It's a service rendered to the disciple by the spiritual master to guide him or her in their spiritual quest and spiritual life. And it is an honor today to be here to assist these gentlemen in their pursuit. And we accept them in that way on behalf of our spiritual master. The fourth offense is to blaspheme the Vedic literature or any literature which is in pursuance of the Vedic version. The fifth offense is to consider the glories of chanting Hare Krishna to be exaggeration. There are many, glories of the holy name given in the scriptures. And one should not think that they're just there to make us feel good, but they're there to actually as a purpose to actually help us understand that by doing this Nam Kirtan, this Nam Sankirtan, this chanting of the holy name, that we'll receive all benefit. Cheta Darpanam Arjanam Bhavamahani Nirvarpanam, that will cleanse the heart. The heart is impure due to material attachment, And by chanting the holy name, all that misgivings will be given, go away. All that is, all the anarthas will be removed. The fourth offense, the sixth offense, is to give some mundane interpretation on the holy name of the Lord, to think it's like something else. The seventh offense is to commit sins on the strength of chanting Hare Krishna. Just like it's mentioned that one who chants Hare Krishna cannot commit enough sins in one lifetime to, how do you say it? One chanting of Hare Krishna can overcome all kinds of sins. So one should not think Hare Krishna and then commit all kinds of sins, and then Hare Krishna and then commit all kinds of sins, and Hare Krishna and commit all kinds of sins. He should not do this. This is considered to be very, very poor behavior. And one should not commit sinful activities in the strength of chanting Hare Krishna, thinking that I can wash away all the bad things and then just go on with my daily sinful life. One should take seriously to the chanting of Hare Krishna, avoiding these offenses. One should not consider the chanting of Hare Krishna to be one of the auspicious ritualistic activities which are mentioned in the Vedas. There are so many activities which are listed in the scriptures. Some of them are scriptural, some of them are customary, some of them are due, just like we were describing the other day, when Nanda Maharaj was approached by Krishna at the Indra Jagna, is this something which is scriptural, or is this something which is just our family tradition? There are so many different things which are there that we hear and we do. And we should not think that the chanting of Hare Krishna is just another thing like that. But that the chanting of Hare Krishna is Hare Nam, Hare Nam, Hare Nam, Eva Kevalam Kalo, Nasteva, 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 Gacchanitadit. In this age of Kali, it is the only way for purification of the heart. And not just an auspicious ritualistic activity which is mentioned in the Vedas. The ninth offense is to preach the glories of the Lord to the faithless. I just read today, to initiate someone who is not faithful to the chanting of Hare Krishna is considered to be an offense. So I was thinking, these gentlemen are very faithful. They have been chanting this Hare Krishna mantra quite regularly now for some time, and have shown steadfastness in their pursuit of spiritual life, and have come to the point of earning their right to chant or get this initiation. But we don't want to spread the glories of the holy name to the faithless persons. They'll misuse it. Just as you give something to an improper person, they'll misuse it. So if someone is given the glories of the holy name, they'll only misuse. The tenth offense is to not have complete faith in chanting Hare Krishna, and to maintain material attachments, even after hearing so many instructions on the matter. We hear so many instructions about this material world, and we should not think that this chanting of Hare Krishna will not eradicate all those activities. And it's also considered to be an offense to be inattentive while chanting. When one chants Hare Krishna, one has to be very attentive. One should not be doing other things while chanting Hare Krishna. One should set aside a particular time and place and schedule for chanting the holy names. We learned in the Japa reform to make our sacred space, wherever it may be. One should sit down firmly, or sometimes you might want to walk and chant, that's okay. But particularly a time and place which is dedicated to the holy name of the Lord, and to have faith in that, and to have attention in chanting. In the end of the third chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna tells Arjuna that higher than the gross elements is the senses, and higher than the senses is the mind, and higher than the mind is the intelligence, and higher than the intelligence is the soul proper, and one should, by deliberate Krishna consciousness, deliberate, in other words, a deliberate act, perform devotional service. So one should deliberately chant this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra with a firm conviction that this mantra will give me all desires. Everything will come from this chanting of Hare Krishna. And one should take it very seriously. and take it very up in a very powerful mood, understanding that I'm connecting myself to the disciplic succession through this Nam Kirtan, this chanting of Hare Krishna. So these are the 10 offenses that must be avoided, even though there are no hard and fast rules. Even though there are no hard and fast rules, there are 10 offenses which we must avoid. So when I was reading today, Bhaktivinoda Thakur was saying that one should understand these 10 offenses. One should memorize them. You should memorize these 10 offenses and concentrate. Most of these offenses are committed not when you're sitting down with your beads in your bead bag and chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Most of these offenses are committed. Most of these offenses can be committed when one is engaged in his daily activities. Offenses to the Vaishnavas, thinking of the demigods, guru aparad, shastra aparad, all these different things. So one molds his life in such a way now that he does not forget Krishna under any circumstance. And he continually has the holy name vibrating on his tongue, within his mind, within his heart. And we chant from the heart. We chant from the heart, the seed of the Bhakti Lata beads is seated within the heart. And from the heart we chant this Hare Krishna mantra and we become purified. The intelligence becomes purified, the mind becomes purified, the senses become purified. And we get the opportunity to go back home, back to Godhead in this lifetime. It's an amazing process. And it's a slow, it's just like Shanaya Shanaya, step by step, gradually. We ply through, and there'll be obstacles. Just like in the 8th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, where Krishna tells Arjuna that you think of me alone, and you perform this duty, and then you think of me, if you think of me alone, you'll come to me at the time of death. Prabhupada says in that purport, he chants the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra 2 times, and he says that we should incessantly and constantly chant the holy names. But there'll be impediments along the way, but we should be trinadapi sunechina tadorapi suhishnuna. We should be tolerant. We should be tolerant as a tree and humble like the grass. And in this way we can kirtaniya sadahari. We can chant the holy names of the Lord constantly. So,
do you want to say anything more? I'm kind of finished. Okay.
So, we appreciate everybody coming here to the festival and participating in this initiation. We ask you to kindly give your best wishes, and if you have blessings, to also give blessings to the initiates that they will be able to complete their vows and to perform this Krishna consciousness throughout the rest of their life, which they're committing to today. So now Giriraj Maharaj said he'd like to say a little something about second initiation, and then we'll give out the beads and the names to the new initiates.
Hare Krishna.
Jai.
Very enthusiastic. Yes, as we mentioned earlier, after receiving the first initiation and chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra regularly for some time and following the regulative principles for some time, the disciple may be offered the second initiation, which makes him eligible to worship the deity. Of course, anyone can worship the deity by seeing the deity being worshipped. That's also deity worship. So anyone who comes and sees the deities, takes part in the arti, takes part in the kirtan, they're also engaged in deity worship. But to enter the deity room and touch the body of the Lord, one must have second initiation. The idea is that one should be steady in Krishna consciousness. Mamcha yobhya vicharine bhakti yogena sevate sagunam samatitaityam brahma bhuyaya kalpate. One who is fully engaged in devotional service, unfailing in all circumstances, who does not fall down, he comes to the Brahman platform. So Krishna's Brahman, the Supreme Brahman, and to serve the Supreme Brahman, we must be on the Brahman platform. It's like to enter into fire, one must be fire. Otherwise, one is not considered eligible to touch the deity if one does not maintain the standard of at least chanting 16 rounds and following the four principles. So this is also a wonderful opportunity to increase one's love for Krishna, increase one's attachment for Krishna by rendering personal service. We should always be conscious that we're dealing with Krishna. The deity is Krishna. When we chant the holy name also, we should be conscious that we're dealing with Krishna. The holy name is Krishna. And in that mood of respect and devotion, we can chant the holy name nicely and serve the deity nicely. And so we wish you all success, new first initiates and new second initiates. I didn't think of it till now because we're just seeing everyone here as devotees, as spirit souls. But we used to preach in South Africa. I still go to South Africa. And South Africa for many years was under the apartheid system where, you know, the blacks were kept with the blacks, the whites were kept with the whites, the Indians were kept with the Indians, and they weren't allowed to mix. It was actually against the law for a white person to spend the night in an Indian township or a black township, or it was against the law. So it was very risky for our devotees who went on Sankirtan, because in our Sankirtan party there could be a white, a black, an Indian, and technically they would not be allowed to spend the night in the same township. So they took great risks, and sometimes they faced some frightening situations, but they persevered. And we always thought that Rath Yatra would be the perfect festival for South Africa, because you have Jagannath, who's black, and Subhadra, who's yellow, and Balaram, who's white, and they're all together. And we had that today, and just our initiates here, not that we think in those terms, but it struck me just a few minutes ago, we have a black, a white, and an Indian, so we're by Lord Jagannath's mercy, we are all united. Hare Krishna. So,
who do you want to come first, Nityananda? Who should come first? Who's come first, Bob? I guess you can come around this way, Bob, and then offer obeisances. Make sure I got the right beads here. So today you're asking for, or approaching your initiation, and we ask you to make certain vows. And the vows are to follow the four regulative principles and to chant 16 rounds every day. And I want to know if you agree to do that.
Yes, I do.
You do? What are the four regulative principles?
No meat eating, fish and eggs. No intoxication. No illicit sex. No gambling.
And chanting?
16 rounds a day.
16 rounds every day. And you promise to do this?
Uh-huh. I
also ask you to remain loyal to Srila Prabhupada's ISKCON throughout your life. And we, on behalf of Srila Prabhupada and the disciplic succession, accept you as our initiated disciple today. And we give you the name Jagannath Kripa Das. It's Kripa. Jagannath Kripa. Hare Krishna. Gajarad, you can come over. His name is Gajarad. He does have the biggest sikha I've ever seen. Should offer obeisances. So today you're approaching for initiation, and according to initiation, you're requested to follow the four regulative principles to chant 16 rounds a day, and you're agreeing to do that for the rest of your life?
Yes.
What are those four regulative principles?
No meat eating, fish, or eggs. No gambling, no intoxication, and no illicit sex.
And chanting?
16 rounds every day.
Attentively?
Yes, sir.
Attentively. So on behalf of Srila Prabhupada and the disciplic succession, today I accept you as my duly initiated disciple. And your name, new name from now on, will be Balaram Shakti Das. Thread out now, or are you going to give the thread out afterwards?
Do it after.
Okay.
So Hare Krishna. So we'll start first with the purification mantras. If you can take water. First, you please chant along with me. Om apavitraha pavitrova sarvavastha gatopiva yahasmaret pundarikaksha sabahya Bhyantaraha Shuchihi Shivishna Shivishna Shivishna. I'd like you to take first water in your from your right hand and put it on your left hand. From your right to your left hand and throw that to your back. And then now take with your left hand and put on the right hand at least 3 drops of water. Then sip it. And then drop it in the bag, say, Shri Vishnu, Shri Vishnu, Shri Vishnu. Okay, one more time. Om Apavitraha, chant the mantra. Apavitraha, Pavitrova, Sarvavasthang, Gatopiva, Yahasmarit, Pundarikaksham, Sabahya, Bhyantaraha, Shuchihi, Shri Vishnu, Shri Vishnu, Shri Vishnu. So again, take 3 drops in your right hand, sip it, throw it to the back and say Shri Vishnu, Shri Vishnu, Shri Vishnu 3 times. Sip it, throw it to the back, Shri Vishnu 3 times. One more time. Om apavitraha pavitrova sarvavastha gatopiva yaha smaret pundarikaksha sabahya bhyantaraha shuchihi Shri Vishnu, Shri Vishnu, Shri Vishnu. One more time. It'll burn. No, you won't get burned. I might have a bit of a challenge getting this thing on started. Okay, we'll start. Yeah. Okay. Marit, you have water down there, so you want to. Om Mangal Nama Agni Agicha Agni Ekta Mangal Nama Asi Ahaya Stabi Pesha Pesha. Departure Evahi Dasantra Mabhipetya Dipayate Vivirtu Heta Samana Dharma Yastadrik Evahi Chavishnu Teya Vibhadi Govindam Adi Purusham Tamaham Vajami. Esha Dhupa Mangala Nama Agni Esha Deepa Mangala Nama Agni Esha Ganda Mangala Nama Agni Sudam Pushpam Mangala Nama Agenama Idam Nevedyam Mangala Nama Agenama Idam Achma. Purvashim Sri Naradaya Swaha Agneyam Sri Kapila Devaya Swaha Yamyashi Yamya Bhagavataya Swaha Nerityam Sri Bhishma Devaya Swaha Pratityam Sri Shuka Devaya Swaha Vayavyam Sri Janakaya Swaha, Udityam Sri Sadashivaya Swaha, Ishanim Sri Prahladaya Swaha, Urdhvam Sri Bhamane Swaha, Adaha Sri Balarajaya Swaha.
Om Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna,
Hare Hare, Ram Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
So now just we can start with the mantras. I'll start with the mantras. And yes. Yeah. So now I'll chant the mantras. When I say swaha, I'd like everybody to say swaha at that time. I'll say three swahas with every mantra. And at that time you'll throw the akshara into the fire. You can hold it up with three fingers like this and throw it into the fire. At that.
Sorry, will they repeat? Yeah, the full Mangalacharya, including your pranam mantras. Do you want me to do it? Would you like to do the Mangalacharya? Yeah, if we missed out your mantra because of that. I can start with your mantras and then you can start with the Mangalacharya. Because it said that it should be done, the Guru's mantra should be done. And then you want me to just chant your mantra when the time comes? No? Okay. If you want to do it the way they did last time, you can do that way. You'll just miss out your mantra, that's the only thing. My suggestion is I could just go through the mantras. Right through the Mangalacharya. Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Okay, so we'll get started with the Mangalacharna prayers. Om Jnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshushun Militam Yena Tasmei Shri Gurave Namaha Swaha. Throw into the fire. Say Swaha with your throat again. Swaha. Swaha. Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Jaina Bhutale Swayam Rupaha Kadamahyam Dadati Swapadantikam Swaha Swaha Swaha. Vandeham Sri Guruha Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakanvitamscha Swaha Swaha Swaha. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Ritadvaja Swamin Iti Namine Swaha Swaha Swaha. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Giri Raja Swamin Iti Namine Swaha Swaha Swaha. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Peshthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Iti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschyata Deshatarine Swaha Swaha Swaha. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Peshthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Tinamine Shivarshubhanavi Devi Deitaya Kripabdhaye Krishna Sambandha Vijnana Daine Prabhave Namaha Madhurya Jvala Premadhya Shri Rupanuga Bhaktida Shri Gora Karuna Shakti Vigrahaya Namostute Namaste Gauravani Shimurte Dinatarine Rupanuga Virudhapa Siddhanta Dvanta Harine Swaha Swaha Swaha. Namo Gaura Kishoraya Sakshad Vairagya Murtaye Vipralambara Sambode Padambujayate Namaha Swaha Swaha Swaha. Namo Bhakti Vinodaya Satchidananda Namine Gaura Shakti Swarupaya Rupa Nugavarayate Swaha Swaha Swaha. Gaura Virbhava Bhumestvam Nirdesha Satchana Priyaha Vaishnava Sarva Bhomaha Shri Jagannathayate Namaha Swaha Swaha Swaha. Vanchakalpa Tarubhyascha Kripasandubhyayvacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Swaha Swaha Swaha. Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gauratvishe Namaha Swaha Swaha Swaha. Pancha Tattvatpakam Krishnam Bhakta Rupa Swarupakam Bhakta Avataram Bhaktakhyam Namami Bhakta Shaktikam Swaha Swaha Swaha. Hare Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radhakanta Namostute Swaha 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 Jayatam Surato Pangar Mama Manda Mater Gati Matsarvasva Padam Bhojo Radha Madana Mohano Swaha 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 Divyad Brinda Ranya Kalpa Dramadha Srimad Ratna Gara Singhasanastho Srimad Radha Srila Govinda Devo Prishthali Bihi Sevyaman Smarami Swaha 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 Shriman Rasa Rasarambhi Vamshivata Tatasthitaha Karshan Venusvaner Gopir Gopinata Shriyesthunaha Swaha 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 Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Swaha Swaha Swaha. Now the next two mantras I'd like every one of you to chant together with me. Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivas Adi Gaura Bhakta Brinda Swaha Swaha Swaha. Chant with me. Om Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Swaha Swaha Swaha. Again. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Swaha Swaha Swaha. One more time. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Swaha Swaha Swaha. And now would you like the Kanti Malas to be tied now, Maharaj, or after? I think you have their Kanti Malas, right? Yeah. Or you didn't have Jared's. Where's your Kanti Mala, Maharaj? Where's your... Yeah, Namaruchi Prabhu, can you bring up the Kanti Mala for Jagannath?
Should I put it on?
Priya Prabhu? Yeah, put it on. Oh, you got to have an initiated devotee put them on. So, Namaruchi, you can put them on. Yeah, he's initiated. You can take that off, yeah. Or even leave them on, they can put them on. It doesn't really matter. You don't have to take them off. Yeah, they fit wonderfully. Measured them. Okay, so before we stand up and do the mantras for offering the bananas into the fire, I'll just say the Prayaschita mantras and say Swaha three times also, so that we are forgiven for any offenses that we may have committed while we're doing this sacrifice. Om mantrahinam kriyahinam bhaktinam janardana yatpujitamaya deva paripurnam tadastume Om aparadasa srani kriyante harnishammaya dasumiti mam matvachamasvamadasudana Om pratigyantava govinda namai bhakta pranashyati iti samsmitya samsmitya pranan sandharyami aham Swaha Swaha Swaha. Now I'll have you stand up and hold a banana in your hands. Please take one of these bananas each into your hands. Pass one each to everybody. Hold them like that. And please chant along with me. Om Namo Brahmanya Devaya Go Brahmana Hitaya Cha Jagadhitaya Govindaya Namo Namaha Om Namo Brahmanya Devaya Go Brahmana Hitaya Cha Jagadhitaya Krishnaya Govindaya Namo Namaha Om Namo Brahmanya Devaya Go Brahmana Hitaya Cha Jagadhitaya Krishnaya Govindaya Namo Namaha Swaha Swaha Swaha. Now put the banana into the fire. Okay. And sit down again. Okay, so the final mantra. Om Purnamadaha Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate Om Purnamadaha Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate Om Purnamadaha Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate When I'm saying Swaha, throw into the fire again. Swaha, Swaha, Swaha. Now throw the rest of it into the fire as well. Everything that you got, place it into the fire. Very good. Thank you. And sit down.
So we've concluded the fire ceremony, offering the grains into the fire is a token of us offering ourselves to Krishna, Guru and Krishna. The grains being burned in the fire indicates our sinful reactions and material contaminations being burned by the fire of devotional service by the mercy of Guru and Krishna. So now we will circumambulate the fire three times. There should be ecstatic kirtan from our ecstatic kirtan department. Kirtan on demand, ecstasy on demand. and Nityananda Prabhu, our high priest, we thank you for so beautifully conducting the ceremony, and he will mix the charred wood with ghee and put it on our foreheads. And we wish you all the best in your spiritual lives. And we request all the assembled devotees to raise your hands and bless them by loudly chanting three times Hari Bol. Hari Bol! Hari Bol! Hari Bol! Jai Jagannath! Hare Krishna! Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhaktivedanta Swamin Iti Namine. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine.
Let's do another. Four is better than three.
Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda.